Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. We're glad you could join us today. This is Tom from the Sky Family. Before we start our lesson today, I want to encourage anyone who would like to schedule a Sky Family concert at your church or at your community gathering or your outdoor event, please give us a call at 508-887-1051. That number again is 508-887-1051. Or if you would like to schedule revival meetings for the summer, we are glad to be a part of what you're doing. We travel extensively. It doesn't matter where you live. We'll probably be able to work you into the schedule. So give us a call or go to our website. Just Google the Sky Family and the email address, tourmanager@theskies.org will be on there. You can contact us by email. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you. We have a very exciting lesson today taken from Matthew 14, where Jesus comes to the disciples walking on the water in the midst of the storm. And Peter says to the Lord, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. Now, you might not think of this right off as being applicable to us, but this is very, very pertinent to every single one of us who would be a disciple of Jesus. Jesus called to Peter and said, "Come." He called Peter to do something impossible, something supernatural. And Peter's response was that he came. This word, "come," represents what Jesus has said to each one of us. He calls us to come and enter a life that is supernatural, just as Peter was called out of the boat to supernaturally follow Jesus. The life he has called us to is a supernatural life. When he first called his disciples, he said to them, "Come, follow me." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. When they did that, they left the realm of the natural and entered into the supernatural, a new supernatural life with Christ. They left behind all that was natural. It was just as impossible for them to leave their nets and follow as it was for Peter to get out of the boat. They were dependent on the same miraculous power of God. It was the same miracle power that helped them as helped Peter get out of the boat, because it's impossible to be alive without natural means. So the first thing Jesus called his disciples to was to enter into a supernatural life. That's the first thing he did for them. That is what Jesus taught and demanded of his followers. And it's very hard for the natural man to grasp. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus instructed his followers to take no thought for tomorrow would take care of itself. Well, that is a call to the supernatural, and it's contrary to man's natural reasoning. When he says, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you," that is a supernatural statement. It's not natural, it's not reasonable, it's not even possible. It is a call to enter an impossible lifestyle. But he does call. He says, "Leave the nets, leave all worry about what you will eat or drink or wear." They were called to live in a supernatural way, and he is still calling his disciples to come and to live with his supernatural upholding. As we begin to take the steps to follow him into the supernatural, everything in us and everything around us begins to scream. It is so contrary to everything we know. And we'll be greatly hindered and opposed for doing something that looks like suicide to the people around us. So those who oppose you may indeed be very concerned. They just can't understand because you're doing something impossible. And there's also a satanic element that you're going to follow the Lord, so there is going to be opposition. But for those people who are concerned about you, there's an element that they don't know about. They don't know that God has actually called his disciples into a supernatural life. We are blessed by the example of those who have taken God at his word by ordinary people who responded to the call to get out of the boat. These disciples obeyed. They got out of the boat and followed. The young men he called were just as concerned about normal things as you are. And most likely, Peter's wife wasn't too keen on the idea, and she probably had a few words for him. What did God do for those who said yes, who actually did leave their nets behind to follow? What did God do for them? Well, he turned them into the apostles, and then he built the foundation of the New Jerusalem upon them. So their names are on the huge gems on which the New Jerusalem is built. Forever, these ordinary men, because of their willingness to obey and get out of the boat, have become the foundation gemstones of the kingdom of God. When they said yes, they entered into a supernatural life. They were leaving all their natural means of support behind, but they became eternal gems as a result. Peter would have had all the normal ambitions to expand, to add crews to his fishing business, make more money, and he had to abandon that to follow Jesus. He was crazy to do that. But the Lord sustained his disciples every day of their lives and then blessed them with eternal honor. And God is still calling people today, and he has called some of you. He has called you to get out of the boat and come. And that's a hard thing to do, and it requires going against all of our fleshly desires for security. But for encouragement, we can read about others who heard and responded contrary to everything reasonable, normal, prudent, and worldly wise. In the church today, we strongly commend those who do things in a prudent and worldly wise way. But those who follow Jesus into the supernatural are the ones who have books written about them and their exploits for God. Let's go through just a couple. Rosalind Goforth was the wife of the famous missionary to China, Jonathan Goforth. She left her promising career as an artist to become a missionary. She left behind her comfortable, secure life and became a penniless missionary, and now she has millions of stars in her crown. They left what was ordinary to follow an extraordinary God. Gladys Allward, another great missionary to China, was called and she said yes. She was an English chambermaid without a penny to her name. No mission society would take her. She had no support whatsoever. So she entered God's service all by herself. She ended up ministering to the ruler of China and his wife. She was appointed by Madame Chiang Kai-shek to minister to China, and one of the highest army generals wanted to marry her. She was a chambermaid who said yes to God. She had absolutely no prospects of support, and she went anyway with just enough money to get there. Another woman, Jackie Pullinger, also got out of the boat. Literally, I might add. When she was a young woman, she followed the call of God to be his disciple. She took all the money she had, got on a freighter, went as far as it would take her, and ended up in the walled city of China, one of the most lawless places on earth. She went contrary to all reasoning of the senses, and the testimony of her life defies description. Her inspiration affects us all, and many years later, She is bringing forth fruit at the Prince Edward Island Bible Institute. We saw through her what God could do to people who are impossibly mired in sin and addiction. She had nothing. She had no network, no society, no newsletter. She had God and God's word. And we might say, oh, well, that was back then. God really isn't doing that sort of thing today. Well, here's my answer to that objection. Jackie's still alive today. She's my age. She's an inspiration to us that if we get out of the boat, we will also experience the supernatural continually. And that's why we recommend reading these missionary biographies. Biographies are better than theological treatises. They are the testimonies of people who simply said yes. Many of them had no theological training whatsoever, which includes the apostles. So we read their stories and it encourages us to follow their example and get out of the boat. And so we have this excellent scripture, Matthew 14:29, where Jesus says, come. He is speaking to you. He is speaking to us. We look at him and we have a desire to follow him. We're about to get out of the boat. We're about to do that impossible thing he's calling us to do. When someone says, you need to be more responsible. You need to think about yourself. What you're doing is unreasonable. And the fears take hold of us, and we begin looking at the wind and the waves, and we think, wow, what am I going to do? How can I be supported? How can I pay my bills? What will happen to me when I'm old? And we begin to sink. It's impossible. I can't do it. God won't actually take care of me that way. We look with our natural mind and conclude it's impossible. What we have done in that moment is simply taken our eyes off of Jesus and looked at the circumstances. In the natural reality, it is impossible. So it is easy to be frightened out of following the Lord. But what we forfeit when we are frightened from following Jesus is that we lose our eternal crown. We lose the eternal honor of being his true disciple. This we need to remember. Jesus is supernatural. And this passage instructs us to keep our eyes on the Master, and we will be able to do the supernatural. His hand will be under us. He will support us in impossible situations. His hand will be under us each step of the way. And even if we doubt and start to sink, he still takes us by the hand and says, why did you doubt? He takes us by the hand and we're safe. So we're safe no matter what. If we get out of the boat, we're safe even if we doubt. We're safe because he loves us. He was glad that Peter had the courage to step out, even though he rebuked him. He was pleased he had the audacity to get out of the boat. No one else did. And so with us, as we seek to follow God's call, he is pleased and will support you if you have faith, and he will rescue you even if you doubt. If you get out of the boat to follow God, he will do the same for you as he did for Mary Slessor and Gladys Allward and George Mueller and Jackie Pullinger. And he will write a book about your life. Let this be a challenge to you. Many who want to follow the Lord are intimidated out of it by natural reasoning and those who oppose, saying that you can't do something so irrational. Well, God is not rational the way that men are rational. He is supernatural. He is not confined to the natural realm. I want to encourage you to follow the Lord. Whatever he's calling you to do, I want you to follow him. And for some of you, I want to call you to come to Prince Edward Island Bible Institute, where you can get grounded in a walk that is fully surrendered to Jesus. Take it seriously. Pray about this. Our next semester is coming up in July. Doesn't matter what age you are. Come, get grounded in the Lord. Get your life fully sanctified and surrendered to the Lord. You will be so glad you did it, and the result will be an eternal crown of glory. Pray with me. Lord, we want to hear your voice and follow. We want to get out of the boat and leave our fears behind to do the thing you have called us to do. And I pray that you'd strengthen each one right now to follow you and to leave our nets behind, leave our safety nets of the world behind in order to follow you into the supernatural world. I pray, Lord, that you would bring forth supernatural fruit in the lives of those who are hearing this message today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.